Once or twice the heavy stone rolled back on them, but they were determined creatures. Otters, shrews, moles, and the water hog chieftain gritted their teeth and fought the boulder, fraction by fraction, until it rested on Formol's mark. Sighting with a straight twig, Formol ordered the boulder moved a bit this way and a bit that way. Finally satisfied, he took an oar and gave the boulder one hard shove with the paddle end. The great rock toppled down into the stream, sending up a shower of water. Then it rolled back downhill and lodged itself squarely across the spot where the flow vanished underground. Moles and otters dashed down to pack the edges with a mixture of mud, pebbles, and whatever bits of timber came to pour. The flow of the stream halted and backed up on itself until it became a becalmed creek. A short celebratory meal at the creekside would have been appropriate, but the otter crew had eaten all the food. So they drank the last of the October ale and plum cordial, then got the boats headed out. Logalog called out to the moles who had remained on shore.
Come on, mateys, back to the abbey. 'Twill be a fine fast sail downriver. We'll be back afore you knows it.
Formol wrinkled his nose, trundling off along the bankside.
Yume goes, Erlog, and good luck to ye. Ozzens be walking back, even if it takes 10 seasons to do it. No more sailing for molars.
Tamo watched fascinated as Midge Manycoats applied his disguise before a burnished copper mirror in Sister Viola's dormitory. The small hare explained as he went along.
Alter the face first. That's half the trick. See, I roll my own ears down and put on this old greasy cap with false ears sticking out the side of it. One's only half an ear and the other has a slice out of it, just like some smelly old vermin. Now, I rub my face with this oily brown stuff. Pass me that candle, Tam. Singe the whiskers down and rub 'em till they're scrubby. Good. Put a patch over one eye and paste a thin bit of bark over the other, giving it a nasty slant. Aye, that's more like it. Look, a little black limpet shell. Stick it on the end of my handsome nose with a blob of gum and presto. Snidgy pointed vermin hooter, what? A few bits of darkened wax over the teeth. 2 long thorns stuck in the wax just under the top lip. Fangs. Pass me that greasy charcoal stick. 2 wicked down-curved lines, one either side of the mouth. That's it. Righto. I throw this filthy, tattered sack over me, belt it with a loose cob of rope, crouch down a bit, hunch shoulders, shuffle foot paws. What do you see, Tamo?
The young hare gasped in amazement. Standing before him was an aged vermin creature, neither wholly rat, ferret or stoat, but definitely vermin of some type.
Great seasons of soup! No wonder they call you Midge Manycoats.
Midge adopted the whining vermin slang.
Wait till you sees yourself when I'm done with your curry.